She was beautiful, elegant, clever. She was the most refreshing, the most natural woman I'd ever encountered. And the most audacious.
Ready, Vivi? Here I come.
Irene.
Don't you like the suit? It's one of my favorites.
Is this some kind of a joke? What have you done to yourself?
I thought we'd go for a stroll. These are my walking clothes.
Do you expect me to appear in public with you looking like that? For God's sake, woman, what will people say?
Is that all you ever think about? Listen, my love, once I fix my hair, I can fool anyone.
You're not serious.
I'm perfectly serious. Now shut up and kiss me. Well, what are you waiting for?
I want to remember this moment. I never kissed a man before.
And your Majesty wrote this singular young lady some compromising letters and is now desirous of getting those letters back.
But how could you possibly know that?
I'm not exaggerating when I say that if certain individuals suspected that I even so much as spoke to that woman, the effects would be calamitous.
Was there a secret marriage?
No, none.
No legal papers or certificates?
None.
Then I fail to follow your Majesty. If she should produce her letters, how is she to prove their authenticity?
There is no writing.
Well, but forgery.
My private notepaper.
Stolen.
My own seal.
Imitated.
She has my photograph.
Bought.
We were both in the photograph.
Oh, dear, that is very bad. Your Majesty has indeed committed an indiscretion.
I was mad, insane. The photograph is particularly compromising. This is a highly serious matter.
Most certainly. You have placed yourself in a very difficult position.
That photograph must be recovered. I have tried and failed. Burglars in my employ have ransacked her house.
Huh?
Her luggage has been diverted when she traveled. Twice she has been waylaid.
Waylaid?
There's been no result.
You must pay. It must be bought.
She will not sell.
Indeed. And if blackmail is not the lady's aim?
She proposes to ruin me.
How?
I am about to be married.
So I have heard.
To Clotilde Lothmann von Sachsen-Meiningen, second daughter of the King of Scandinavia.
A family of strict principles.
Strictest. The princess herself is the very soul of delicacy. A shadow of doubt as to my conduct would bring the matter to an end. That must not be allowed to happen.
And Irene Adler?
Threatens to send them the photograph. And she will do it. I know that she will do it. She has a soul of steel. She has the face of the most beautiful of women and the mind of the most resolute of men.
You're sure that she hasn't sent it already?
Yes, I'm sure. She has said that she would send it on the day that the betrothal is publicly announced. That will be next Monday.
Oh, then we have 3 days. That is very fortunate. I do have one or two matters of importance to look into just at the present. Your Majesty has not told us everything.
What do you mean?
Why will she do this thing? Why does she wish to see you ruined?
You ask the obvious. She fell hopelessly in love with me. Rather than see me marry another woman, there are no lengths to which she would not go.
Rather than see you marry another woman?
Somehow she gained the impression that
you proposed marriage to her.
It's a joke, a fantasy. How could she not see that?
Your Majesty will, of course, stay in London for the present.
You will find me at the Langham Hotel. As the Count von Kram.
Of course. As to money.
I would give one of the provinces of my kingdom to regain that photograph.
Good Lord.
And for present expenses.
This bag contains £300 in gold and £700 in notes. I do not require a receipt.
And Mademoiselle's address?
St. John's Wood. Here are the details. Do not fail me.
Holmes?
That's charming, tranquil.